I thought it was very inappropriate. And it was really, really bugging me where I'm like, okay, let it go. And I couldn't. What this couple was doing in front of their children was I was like, that's not right. That can't be right. So I'm going to bring it up to class. Buzz yeah. Baby University.
Okay. 98.9 to Buzz, Fizzana and Sandy. Now, I know your filters. I know you have a ultra conservative view on many things.
High standards.
Yeah.
I like to say.
Pretty old school.
I tend to lean a little traditional. Sure. Traditional. And you know, during this
How about like Shaker? Amish?
No.
Puritan. You know, very
that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. But when this was all happening, I was thinking of you too. You were in my mind saying, mm-hmm. It's okay. It's not a big deal because I know you're totally cool with what was going on. Right. And I was like, this is not appropriate in front of her kids.
Say it.
PDA in front of the kids. But not PDA with your husband. PDA with the new boyfriend or the new girlfriend.
Okay.
In front of the children.
Okay.
It's not right.
What's PDA to you? Because, I mean, your filter is PDA is like if you just look at someone. My God, get your tongue out of her ear.
Well, okay.
I just looked at her. I didn't put my tongue in her ear.
It's PDA. When you're an adult, a grown adult, in front of the kids and other people, and this is the new relationship, brand spanking new relationship, any PDA is not appropriate.
So they set the kids in the living room on the ottoman, and then they said, watch this, right?
Pretty much they should have.
Oh, come on. Stop exaggerating. It wasn't that. It couldn't have been that bad.
It was just, it made me feel uncomfortable. It was a point, you know, when you see the PDA around you where it's like so uncomfortable, you try to focus your attention somewhere else. Like it's obvious that you're ignoring what's happening.
What popped up in your head that you wanted to blurt out loud? Get a room?
No, I wanted to say, stop it. Your kids are already trying to deal with the divorce. You don't got to rub the leg of your new guy. You don't got to look in his eyes creepy. Yeah, it's nice. It's cute. You guys are in love. I love it. Fantastic. Everybody should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But give the kids some time to deal with the fact that their dad isn't around.
Did
Can
the kids
we please?
Say anything? Do the kids say anything?
Even the kids I noticed were giving that uncomfortable, I'm not going to look over at mommy.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I don't like it.
I think you're exaggerating. I think your little crazy filter sees more. Like you have an x-ray vision. Like you're looking underneath their clothes thinking, oh, my God, you can't be so naked.
I was reading their mind. Listen, yeah, maybe I am overreacting. Yeah. And that's why I'm bringing it up in Buzz Baby University.
Action.
You guys, just honestly, what do you think? PDA in front of the kids with the new relationship.
Yeah.
2-2-2-2-8-9.
All right, let's go to the calls. I got one coming in. Hi to Buzz. What do you think, man? Hello, professor.
I think it's wrong. Absolutely wrong. We're not in high school anymore.
Do you think any PDA is bad in front of the kids or just because it's a new boyfriend, girlfriend?
I think any PDA is bad.
Wow.
I think ethics and morals and, you know, self-control should be taught right at day one.
So you're not going to show your kids that you have affection for each other? You could try to keep that away from them?
Well, I mean, holding hands is fine, but, you know, deep in the PDA, we're, come on.
Yeah. So, and it gets a little
peck in the cheek, a peck in the cheek, things like that, holding hands, some form of affection.
Mm-hmm. But other than that,
no.
Okay.
Other than that, no.
You got it, Scott? Because Scott loves the PDA. Be careful around baby Ellie.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for being a professor.
So, hello, the boys.
Hi. Yeah, it's a short, if it's still a newish relationship, less, you know, a year or two less, then, yeah, you can't do that kind of stuff. It's one thing to kind of hold hands or whatever, but still, especially if the kids are wondering where the dad is or anything, and unless, you know, it's a fully established relationship that you're planning to move forward with, it's really hard on the kids and it's confusing to them and makes them think of love and relationships a very different way, which will affect how they have their relationships as they get older.
I kind of feel like we're all too uptight. I think, you know, love is the most perfect thing in the world. It's based on, everything's based on love, right?
You could love show is love. Love.
Yeah, but
other ways than looking at each other creepy in the eye. Like,
but the kids, they don't notice that.
You notice those things. You know it, and watch as your little girl or your little boy or whatever boys you have. I don't know. I can't keep up with you, Scott. You've got too many kids. But the point is that as you watch them grow, and you'll start to remember things that your kids used to tell you that they were paying attention to, or ask your ex-wife, she'll tell you, they pay attention to more detail than you ever think they will.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful in the way your mannerisms, the way that you move your hands, they pick up on it.
There's too many adults in the room. I got to get out of here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seriously, there's way too many adults in here. You guys, you're all so uptight.
Well, so far, it's all of us. You're the only one who thinks it's okay.
I believe you. What you saw was a little bit much for your virgin eyes, but I think for normal people. Anyway, hi, The Buzz.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
So I am thinking that PDA actually is okay. I mean, minimal, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't want them making out in front of me.
Right. Right.
But would you rather them fight in front of the kids? That's the other extreme.
No, but correct. You don't have to do any of the extremes. You could just be there. I mean, you could show love and affection in other ways, like getting up and saying, hey, can I get you something to drink? That's showing love. You don't have to gaze in each other's eyes. No, but really, you're the new relationship. The kids don't want to see that.
That's right. In a new with relationship.
This, yeah, but they don't want to see fighting either.
Right,
so
they don't.
They don't want to see. So I guess, I don't know. Everything has to be in moderation. How about that?
All right, thank you.
With the new relationship, no. No touching. The kids are dealing with enough.
How old are the kids? That's the first part.
It doesn't matter how old the kids are. Not even if they're 18.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
If they're 18, they'll be like, ew, whatever.
Okay, well, they weren't 18.
If they're 3 or 4, then they're going to be like,
nope.
Then they're maybe more impacted. So you have to think developmental age.
Uptight. Thank you. 222 Buzz. Hi, The Buzz. You're on Baby University.
I think it's okay, PDA.
Me too.
Because the kids want to see you happy. Now, say you went through a bitter divorce and your wife moved on, then they see daddy all alone. So now daddy has somebody new. They see dad happy. They believe, okay, life does go on. You can still find love again. I'm not saying play tonsil hockey, but, hold hands, hug, a kiss. You don't show somebody love by offering to get them a drink. I give my 95-year-old neighbor a drink for it hot outside.
Well, you love
that doesn't show love.
I don't think you need to do the touchy-touchy in front of young kids with a new man. I don't believe in that. I don't think you have to.
PDA, Sandy, to an extent, is good. It's an excellent example for the kids. You can still find love. No matter how bad you were hurt or whatever, life does go on. And, yes, there are new beginnings.
And there's
a
love
good
everywhere.
Example for the kids.
Okay, yeah. So what's the time frame, though? Like, at what point is it okay? Right when they first meet the new guy or...
No, I'd say wait a couple months anyway.
Yeah.
A couple months. The relationship might not even last.
Doesn't matter. There's love. There's happiness. There's positivity in this. Yeah.
Or daddy's house, and they're already moved on. They come home, and there's their parent. Oh, I'm waiting because I heard on the radio I should wait a year before I have to come
ahead. Yeah.
No, it doesn't work.
You know
work
what
that
I
way.
Say? Let's get naked. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, we're having a party, kids.
Tub thumping.
Thanks for being on Buzz Baby University. This is Anna and Sandy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.